This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Dale Coley joins us in a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Happy Tuesday to you. A lot of sunshine out there makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It makes a great difference. Changes your whole attitude about things.
How's life?
Things are great. Things are really good. We have an amazing show tonight. Beginning with an in-depth discussion with Howard Buffett, who needs no introduction to the listening audience, regarding his newest cause to build a program to combat the horrific post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, in Macon County. That disorder is extremely prevalent in veterans, police officers, firefighters, and first responders. We actually had a pharmacist, as you know, who was a former decorated Vietnam veteran here at the Dale Selleck Pharmacy, who had to give up his career because of PTSD. And it's a very debilitating disease. So we're looking for a great discussion tonight with Howard on that thing there. And then next we have Brandy Binkley, who's the director of the Macon County Health Department, on to discuss the COVID-19 crisis and specifically the vaccine shortages in Macon County and kind of getting more of an in-depth thing about what's going on. You hear all these news stories about how pharmacies are going to get this vaccine right away and all this kind of stuff. So we're just going to try to pick her brain a little bit about some things that's going on with the with that type of a deal. And then we're going to have a new individual from the Weissman's Women's Center at HSHS, who specializes in pelvic floor physical therapy, which is going to be a great discussion. So I'm really excited about that type of thing going on tonight.
All right. Well, that sounds like a very interesting and eclectic panel you've got tonight.
We do. And I want to say one quick word here, Brian. I'm very excited about a new card line that we're carrying at Dale Selleck Pharmacy. And it was developed and produced by a local individual, Jamie Moscato, who is a local writer here. The name of the card program is Commode to Joy, which in itself tells you quite a bit about what's going on. She has a penchant for jokes and is a firm believer in that good can come from any situation. And we're really excited about that. Through this Commode to Joy, she combines her love of words, her honest wit, and encouraging heart to help others take mental and emotional shifts. And that is so important in this type of environment we're in, trying to get out of this COVID-19 pandemic and that type of thing. They acknowledge that, sometimes life can kind of dump on you a little bit. Sometimes all it takes is for someone to acknowledge that, to find a spark. And so we're really excited about that particular line. Ryan, I just want to mention that today.
Absolutely. So is that available now?
It is available now. And come on in and take a look at it. You'll smile. You'll find someone that you know you can send one of these cards to right away. So come on in and take a look at them.
Best of both worlds, supporting a local shop and a local artist all at the same time. I love it. All right, so say hello to Howard for me. Look forward to the discussion tonight. Let me ask you, if you don't mind, Nick and I have been debating the minimum wage all morning, and I think it's just way too simple an argument that the politicians make, that it's one price or it's another price, and the cost of living is so different everywhere you live, and inflation and everything else. As a small business owner, a guy who's in retail, in the retail side of things, why is it that we can't have an intelligent discussion about this, and it's got to be one side or the other?
That's a million-dollar question, Brian. It would be great if one size fitted all, and that would be just the perfect situation. That's just not the way it is, If you raise or increase the cost to any business, small business, large business, or whatever, that's going to have a trickle-down effect on this type of deal. I totally agree with the fact that we need to get a living wage for individuals that are involved in starting a family and doing things like this. But we employ a lot of part-time individuals, high school-age kids and kids that are here for home for college and that type of thing. And if we have to go to a higher level of that type of thing, that's going to reduce the number of hours we can give those kids, because we'll have the same pot of money that we're going to be paying them out of.
Yeah, I just think it's the people, the conversation, I think most people agree with the first part of what you just said there, is that $7.25 isn't it. You know, if you look back at the numbers, and like 1968, I believe, was the year purchasing power sort of peaked, and if you look at what that might look like today, it's way higher than $7.25. But there's so many gray areas in this conversation, particularly kids who are getting part-time jobs. They're not trying to raise families on this.
No, and those individuals that are entering the workforce, trying to figure out what they want to do, and realizing I had a job as a summer individual one time, building a golf course over in Springfield. I figured out right away that's not what I want to do with my life, and you got to have that experience, and the only way you get that experience is to get in the workforce. If we can't afford to pay the individuals, they're never going to get that experience.
Well, I appreciate the thoughts, and Dale, we look forward to the show tonight. Dale Coley, Pharmacy Facts with Friends at 5 o'clock. And if you don't get it live, you can listen to the podcast on NowDecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.